Your taxes hold the key.
Employers, your monthly statutory payroll deduction, S01, for May 2015 is due on June 15. Be on time and you can benefit from the employment tax credit. To qualify, eligible persons must file and pay their S01 on time. Such employers may claim the total amount of payroll statutory contributions for education tax, NHT, NIS, and HART. That is, both the employee and employer portions, which have been declared and paid on time for that year. So you see, it pays to be compliant. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
In today's program, we take you through the process of applying for a passport for a minor. This is Get the Facts. When applying for a passport for a minor, that is a person under age 18 years, a parent or legal guardian is required to complete and submit the application form to any Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency PICA office along with supporting documents.
So the first thing that needs to be done, the parent or the legal guardian is required to obtain and complete a passport application form with the details for the minor. The minor's birth certificate is required, or adoption certificate, or Jamaican citizenship certificate, whichever applies. Two identical photographs are required as well. One photograph must be certified by the same certifying official who certified the form.
Director of Passport Services at PICA, Amy Johnson Lynch. The parent or legal guardian making the application will be required to submit a valid form of identification. When submitting the application, it's important to ensure that sections C and E of the form are signed by the parent or legal guardian. The form should also be signed by a certifying officer, such as a justice of the peace.
The role of the justice of the peace in this regard is for him or her to certify that he or she knows the applicant and the information provided on the form is correct to the best of his or her knowledge. The certifying official must indicate that he or she has known the parent named or legal guardian named at the consent section of the form, and he must know her or him for a period not less than 1 year.
Mrs. Lynch says minors 3 years and over should be brought to the passport office when applying for or renewing their passport. Processing time varies depending on the type of service required and the location that the application is submitted.
For the regular service, it's 7 working days, those submitted at 25 Constant Spring Road in Halfway. For those submitted in Portmore, it's 11 working days at the TAJ office. For those submitted at the Montego Bay office or the Maypen TAJ office, Mandeville RGD office, or the St. Anne's Bay PICA office, those are processed within 14 working days.
There is also an expedited service which parents or legal guardians may use.
Those are same-day service in the Kingston office, which is 25 Constant Spring Road, or the next day or three-day services. And at the outpost, Portmore, Montego Bay, Maypen, Mandeville, St. Anne's Bay, it's 5 working days or 7 working days. Overseas applications, of course, are 20 working days.
The cost for the regular service for a passport for a minor is $4,000. While the same-day service is $9,000. There is also a next-day service costing $7,000 and a three-day service for $6,000.
For the outposts, Montego Bay, Maypen, Mandeville, St. Anne's Bay, and the Portmore offices, if you're utilizing the five-day expedited service, that's $7,000, and the seven-day expedited service, that's $6,000.
Director of Passport Services at the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, Amy Johnson Lynch. The validity period for a passport for a minor is 5 years. For more information, visit PICA's website at pica.gov.jm or call 754-7422. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.